step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed, "I found nirvana! I win!" They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hour number three, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Monday. Excited for our next guest, the one and only John McClain down in Houston. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. Still sorting through everybody's draft. I like what the Titans were going to do, what the Titans did, and I thought they had by far the best draft in the AFC South.
How do you think the Texans did?
I gave the Texans a B-. I love their first two picks. If I had been advocating something since the end of the season and I didn't like what they did, then, boy, I should be run out of this business. Because I said if they don't do whatever it takes to build C.J. Stroud a good running game, instead of this mediocre slop they put on the field last year, they're doing him a disservice and everybody should be fired. So they traded for running back David Montgomery for a player that wouldn't have made the team in a fourth-round pick. And he's been a touchdown machine the last 3 years at Detroit. He had 33 touchdowns in the last 3 years. Texans had 34. He had 8 last year. Texans had 9. So then they had to build the interior of the line. That Keelan Rutledge is just what they wanted from Georgia Tech. Did not give up a sack this past season, but he is the kind of guy who hits people that they blow snot bubbles. He's mean. He makes blocks downfield. They traded up to get him into the two spots. And I think if you got somebody you want and you got to give up a pick and you got talent everywhere anyway, why not? I thought that was a great pick. And then to get Caden McDonald, the best defensive tackle in the draft in the second round, which they also traded up because they had the capital to do it. I thought those two guys, I'm not saying, I think Rutledge will start at center, even though he played guard at Georgia Tech. And I think McDonald will be part of the defensive line rotation. He's just 21. He'll be a big contributor. Some point he'll be starting, but they're pretty talented up front, including a tackle. And then they had a reach that I didn't count the Houston. I said Texans. I thought it was the biggest reach I've seen them have in all their drafts, and that was a tight end named Marlon Klein, a German kid, played soccer, family moved to Georgia because he was good at football, got a scholarship to Michigan. He was mainly a backup till this season. They didn't need to take him in the second round. He would have been there in the fifth. But they passed up some other tight ends, and a backup tight end, a second tight end, was what they needed behind Dalton Schultz. So that's the one that I was negative about, and a couple others. But overall, I thought they did well considering their picking low and what they needed.
Joe can probably speak more on this, but Keelan Rutledge played a couple of years at MTSU. We're big fans of him. I think that's a good pick.
Again, it's so funny. He reminds, I love the way he watched the draft with about 8 family members and friends sitting on a chair that looked like it was going to collapse on him anytime. And he was, he knew because they had told him what they needed, that he's going to come in here, probably play center because they need a better center. And he had to be bleeped out when he was talking to D'Amico Ryans. And then at the end, he said, "Let's go bury some people in the dirt." And who wouldn't like a guy like that. He kind of reminded me of Ben Jones when Ben Jones came to the Texans in 12, I think. And Ben, you know, it's like he came from Georgia, he got off the turnip truck and barefooted and comes into the big city, and all of a sudden he won everybody over immediately. Started for 4 years, one at guard, three for center, and then the Titans stole him and he played six more years. And you know, Pat Coogan reminds me of that too when I look at him, the sixth round pick. And one of the things you want with linemen today, because they need physicality in the off season more than any area, and they don't get it. Because you guys know, can't put on pads. They play patty cake all the time in the off season. It's about the mental part. And so you need guys that come in here like Coogan, Carmona, those guys that started multiple years at different positions, and they're smart, they're disciplined, they're experienced, they work their asses off, and they're great team guys. You want guys like Rutledge and Coogan and Carmona on your team if you have needs in that area.
Well, you know, go back to Rutledge for a second, John. I mean, we talk about the portal and all the bad things that are happening there, but at the core, there are good things that happen. He was able to use what he did at Middle Tennessee State to springboard to Georgia Tech, to springboard now to the Texans, and who knows, had the opportunity not been there, would he have gone the first round? So there's a lot of good things that happen because of the portal, and you got one in Texas with Rutledge because he's damn good and he just wants to play football.
And that's what they're looking for. And when you were – they weren't terrible in the offensive line. I mean, they won 12 games, but and they did not have Joe Mixon, their leading rusher. But they still – when they got to the five, they were having to run gadget plays because they couldn't run the ball in the end zone. Everything they were having to throw, and the defense knew it. And now with Montgomery, who's a 230-pounder, and he's been a touchdown machine inside the five, and guys like Rutledge, who came in here, who people are just so fired up after listening to him talk and listening to him in the news conference, because you're right, Joe, he's ready to go to work yesterday.
Yeah, he is. John, our question of the day is, to our audience, were you surprised Diego Pavia did not get drafted? And, of course, there's a lot that say, yeah, we're not surprised at all. But when you look at him, John, I mean, he's the first Heisman finalist since 2014 to not get drafted. Is it the off-the-field issues, John? And you know all these general managers. Is it the off-the-field issues like, yeah, we're good, we're not going to waste a draft choice on that?
Oh, I'm not surprised he didn't get drafted. I'm surprised he didn't get signed as a free agent, undrafted free agent. Because, you know, he measured 5'9", but you guys know he's a great leader. I thought the Titans might sign him to keep him there. It would have been such a popular pick. You know, why not? Why don't they have him out there on their doing a tryout at their mini camp? It just seemed like such a natural thing. I think he did some things wrong that would be overlooked if he was 6'1". And I think some of it was the thing about the Heisman when he was out partying, what he said about Mendoza. I think Johnny, you know, talking about Johnny Manziel, what was his role with Manziel? Was he advising him or
something? Yeah, they became buddies.
That's the last guy you want advising you unless you're lining up parties. And there was some other things like that. But, you know, he's the ultimate, I'll show you. So I hope it works out. I hope he gets a job. What he ought to do is go in that other league and show them. And then come in, show everybody, you know, he's not going to be doing any stupid things. And he's older, so he should be more mature. I don't think the confidence thing, bragging, anything like that bothers him. I think it's the size, and I think it's just – so much put together, and I'm just disappointed the Titans didn't get. I would love to see the Texans sign him just because he's such a great story.
Well, when you say the other league, are you talking about the UFL or or Canada?
No, I'm talking about the UFL, but you know what? Canada, where the fields are wider and you got a lot more room to run as much as he runs, and you don't have great tackling and the way he breaks tackles and stuff, that might be even better. But more guys are getting signed to the NFL from the UFL than they are the CFL. So I think I would go that route.
We will have more with John McClain coming up next. Chasing Big Joe on this Monday, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Monday, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. Continuing our conversation with John McClain down in Houston. John, what can you tell us about Jackie Marshall, the defensive tackle out of Baylor that the Titans took?
Well, first of all, let me tell you about Anthony Hill.
Okay.
Anthony Hill is going to be a hell of a player. He was a hell of a player at Texas. After the 24th season, everybody thought sure he was the number one pick, and they changed coaches on that side of the ball, and he's still good. He just didn't become a number one pick. He's the kind of player Robert Saleh is going to salivate over. And he's much more advanced than Keldrick Falk, and getting Falk adding to the defensive line is good. But I think Hill's going to start right away, and people are going to love him. And as far as Jackie Marshall, he's better as a defensive tackle, not as an end. He was a better player in 24 when Baylor was real good, and had some players we thought were going to be drafted. And this year, like all Baylor players, he wasn't as good. The team was a humongous disappointment. Certainly wasn't his fault. He ended up being drafted before any of the others. But I felt bad for him having to play on such a bad team. And I'm glad he ended up with the Titans, because I think getting coached by the guys they have there will be really good for him. And I think Saleh will I'm not sure how he's going to contribute being a sixth-round pick. You know, at worst, he'd be on the practice squad. At best, he'd be depth for now. But I think he's going to get some really good coaching there.
I saw a tweet, and I don't know the legitimacy of this, but it kind of got me thinking of that, you know, there could be some GMs and people across the league that would petition the NFL to shorten the draft to six rounds because of NIL and all of that. And one GM was quoted and saying, we're going to draft a backup tight end that played, you know, basically five games in 7 years with our seventh round pick. So again, I don't know the legitimacy of that report, but I do kind of understand how it's changed because of NIL. Could you see the NFL maybe looking at that and adjusting the draft in years to come?
I'm considering it used to be 32 rounds, 26, 22, 20. Sure, they could adjust it again. The last year was 8 is when the Oilers drafted safety Blaine Bishop, who mm-hmm. I was about to write on the final cut. He was the longest of the long shot, undersized. And I happened to play golf at a place where I saw the secondary coach. And I said, can I run some things by you? On some players that I'm writing about. And I told him what I was writing about the kid from Ball State. And he goes, whoa, 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 whoa. Don't write that. I said, why? He said, that kid's going to make the team. That kid's going to make the team. He's got a chance to be good. I said, that bow-legged kid from Ball State? He said, yep. And he was right. And I see people, there's some things that really bother me. I see people ripping the Cardinals for taking Love, because he was Marty Ozenfort, who worked for the Titans and two times for the Texans, took the best athlete available, maybe the best player in the draft. And the guy can help him. He scored touchdowns. And people are like, well, they should have built their offensive line. There's no offensive lineman worth taking there. And they're going to pay him $13 million a year. That's more than all but three. So what? If the guy produces, what does it matter? You get your quarterback next year. People just got to find something to complain about. And I just thought that was terrible. But the Texans and the Jaguars and the Colts should send thank you notes to Monty Ozenfort for taking him, not giving Mike Bagonzi. We'll never know what Bagonzi would have done. And but I think most of us, we all wanted Love. I think they would have taken Love. And but Tate's a good weapon, but Love would have been too. So this thing about wiping out the bottom, if you know what you're doing, and you go, there were 175 Hall of Famers not drafted in the first round, wow. And so many of them were drafted low. If you're a staff that can evaluate, and then you can have some stability with your coaching staff and your systems and develop them on the practice squad, you can find them. I'd be more worried about, instead of the sixth round and seventh round, I'd be more worried about all the players staying in school that are getting $6-8 million. That's the ones I would be worried about.
Absolutely. John, every year during the draft, something happens like, what? Head scratcher? What's going on? And the Rams selection of Ty Simpson is that, you know, they were so close, and now you got a receiver, Nacua, who's having a really rough offseason, and you were so close to winning a Super Bowl. I think a lot of people are like, why? And I get, you sit him for 2 years, develop, I get all that. But the Rams, John, are so close to getting back to the Super Bowl that having like a drafting receiver there would have been perfect. And a lot of people like, they can understand why Ty Simpson went right there.
It's a head scratcher to me because they're working on a contract extension with Stafford, who's been durable and is throwing the ball as well as ever. Quarterbacks are playing into their early 40s. And if that's the case, you might get 1 year out of him. Are you going to pick up a fifth-year option? And they'll tell what it's going to cost of a guy who hadn't played for 3 years. And there's a good chance that's going to happen unless Matthew Stafford has told Sean McVay, and people are acting like that McVay didn't make the pick because he was not jumping up and down like they thought he would on TV. But maybe Stafford has told him, look, I'll play 2 more years and that's it. My plan is to retire when I hit 40. So then it might not be so bad, but I'm with you. They got to win now. They need another weapon. They got some young defensive linemen going to cost a lot of money. They could have gotten a defensive lineman there. So it's very strange, but they've been so good. It's hard to be critical of them, but I was stunned when they took him.
Were you stunned that the Chiefs took two defensive players instead of kind of trying to shore up the little offense right there? I mean, I know they traded away the guy to the Rams or quarterback, but took two DBs there. I mean, it's still a stacked team. I just thought that maybe one of those, they'd add something to support Patrick Mahomes.
I think they lost so many DBs they had to. And the other thing, they've been doing this to Mahomes since he became a star. So why not do it in another year and let him work some magic when they need help? Because that defense was not as good last year as it had been, and they've had to make moves based on finances, and which usually hits people at some point when you've been good for a sustained period of time. And I think that's what we've seen Andy Reid do. Defense will be better for Steve Spagnuolo, and it'll be like, Patrick, make a miracle.
Reuben Bain, 15 to the Bucks. Watching his reaction, John, on draft night Thursday, he could have played that night and ready to go. I thought that was a good pick for the Bucks, who probably weren't expecting Reuben Bain to drop to 15.
I don't think so either, and I think one of the things, you know, they talk about the short arms. Give me a bleeping break about an inch or two being that kind of difference. They'll move the guy around. I think the fact the car wreck, the fact that he had another speeding ticket in 2025, driving over 100. I think that is something that bothered them. And you never know what people find out. They have private investigators looking into players with baggage. You know, it's not like Atlanta that knew James Pierce had more bags than Mayflower, and they took him anyway. Now they're regretting it, I'm sure, based on what's happened to him. You talk about guys with chips on their shoulder. Usually that's who you want.
That is true. John, appreciate the time as always. We will talk to you next week.
Guys, thank you very much as always, and I hope everybody has a great rest of the week.
You too. John McClain joining us here on the program as he does every Monday at 2 o'clock. We'll have more here in hour number 3. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.